This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. An 80-year-old Chinese tourist from Wuhan has died from the coronavirus in Paris, the first person in Europe to die due to complications from the virus. Reuters correspondent Francesca Leiner reports.
Health officials confirmed on Saturday that more than 2,600 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in mainland China, a day after people returning to the capital from holidays were ordered to quarantine themselves for 14 days. The total of confirmed infections in China has now reached over 66,000, with the total number of deaths at just over 1,500. China's National Health Commission said the government would maintain efforts to contain the spread of the virus in Wuhan, which has been under virtual lockdown for 3 weeks. Residents there have been stocking up at supermarkets with whatever they can find on the shelves, with checkout staff wearing protective suits.
That's Francesca Leiner of Reuters. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has urged world security leaders to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that the world's most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Esper emphasized the U.S. does not seek conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and dominate Asia militarily by 2049. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said later that Esper and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who accused Beijing of using a nefarious strategy to win support for its next-generation wireless network equipment maker Huawei, were both telling lies. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. One day after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says a truce agreement between the United States and the Taliban is not without risk, but looks very promising. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
It looks very promising.
The proposal would see a 7-day halt to Taliban attacks, then the signing of a U.S.-Taliban peace deal. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the deal means taking some risk, but
a peace deal that would involve, very soon afterward, an Afghan negotiation.
Esper spoke with Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Friday and says he's on board.
He wants to be clearly a full partner in that and wants to lead on that and make sure that all Afghans come together, are well representative, and can come up with an agreement that would endure.
All Afghan peace talks would begin within 10 days of a deal, with a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces over 18 months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Human Rights Watch organization on Saturday urged Europe's defense officials to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the humanitarian crisis in Syria's Idlib province. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, HRW Director Kenneth Roth described Russia as the key to ending the crisis because of its ongoing support of the Assad regime.
And Russia offers various excuses. It first of all points out that there are roughly 10,000 jihadists who are in control in Idlib, which is true. But that does not justify the indiscriminate bombardment of the civilian population.
Hundreds of thousands are scrambling to escape a widening multi-front assault on rebel-held areas of Idlib by Syrian President Assad's forces, who are supported by Moscow. Roth criticized what he called the shockingly little attention dedicated to the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Syria at the security conference. The United Nations says at least 31 civilians were killed in northwestern Yemen in retaliatory airstrikes from the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in the country. A statement from Lisa Grande, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, said that 31 people were killed and 12 injured in strikes that hit the Al-Hayja area in Al-Jawf governorate. The airstrikes came one day after a Saudi jet fighter crashed with Iran-backed Houthi rebels claiming to have shot it down. The rebels said they shot down the warplane with an advanced ground-to-air missile, and video showed wreckage of the aircraft in the desert. The deadly violence follows an upsurge in fighting in northern Yemen between the warring parties that threatens to worsen the war-torn country's humanitarian crisis. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.